This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palpeth. New cases of the novel coronavirus in the United States are now averaging around 60,000 a day. As the numbers spike in the country's south and west, the U.S. state of Oklahoma's governor, Kevin Stitt, said on Wednesday he has tested positive for the virus. Governor Stitt is the first U.S. governor to announce a positive test confirmation. For the most part, local officials in the new COVID-19 hotspots started loosening economic and social restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the virus early. Oklahoma reported a record case increase for the second day in a row on Wednesday, with 1,075 new cases, bringing its total to nearly 23,000. Early stage testing showed the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the United States affected a person's immune systems the way scientists had hoped. The first U.S. study was small, just 45 people, and researchers found more than half experienced brief flu-like reactions to the shots. The next step, recruiting 30,000 people for the final testing. The vaccine is made by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna Incorporated. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump ordered an end to Hong Kong's special status under U.S. law to punish China for what he called oppressive actions against the former British colony. President Trump said the executive order issued signifies that Hong Kong will now be treated the same as mainland China by the United States. The move prompting Beijing to warn of retaliatory sanctions on Wednesday. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said in a statement that Beijing strongly opposes the latest U.S. action and urged Washington to stop interfering in China's internal affairs. This is VOA News. U.S. stocks rose on Wednesday with the S&P 500 hovering near its highest level in more than 4 months, following promising early data for a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Wednesday, President Trump is expected to announce a new federal rule to speed up environmental reviews for proposed highways, gas pipelines, and other major infrastructure. Critics are describing the move as the dismantling of a 50-year-old environmental protection law. The president will travel to the U.S. southern city of Atlanta to make the announcement as he seeks to make it easier to meet some of the country's environmental needs. Customers shopping at U.S. superstores, Walmart and Sam's Club, will be required to wear face coverings starting on Monday. The retailer making the announcement Wednesday. Approximately 265 million customers visit Walmart and its affiliates each week, according to the company. Several large companies such as Apple and Costco had previously instituted face covering requirements at their retail outlets. Companies are facing the difficult and politically charged decision of whether or not to obligate customers to don face coverings. As COVID-19 cases explode across the U.S., experts are calling for increased social distancing measures and mask wearing. However, there have been many cases documented where disgruntled store customers refuse to wear masks. A coronavirus resurgence in Israel and divisions within Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government have sidelined its plans to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Although the conservative Netanyahu and Defense Minister Benny Gantz, his centrist coalition partner, agreed the government could begin moving on annexation as of July 1st, there has been close to zero cabinet-level discussion on the issue, that according to one senior minister who spoke to Reuters. South Africa's cases of COVID-19 were set to reach 300,000 on Wednesday, the most in Africa and in the top 10 in the world. This despite a swiftly imposed lockdown aimed at preventing infection spiraling as they did in the West. Reuters reports positive tests are now increasing at a rate of more than 10,000 a day in South Africa. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera is hoping his second economic stimulus package proposal to help middle-class citizens impacted by the COVID-19 lockdown gets the full backing of Congress. His initial $1.5 billion proposal failed to generate enough support from the Chilean Congress last week. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.